And what makes the triangle really that attractive is that lithium in this part of the world occurs as a brine, like in a brine lake, the salars they're called in Argentina. And the key characteristic is that these salars lend themselves to very, very low cost extraction, some of the lowest cost in the world. And that's why this is kind of like the golden chalice that you want to go after and have. So being able to have some project in this part of the world is in the lithium space is highly, highly coveted.
All right, good day. Today we have a special guest, Nico Kakos from Argentina Lithium, President and CEO of Argentina Lithium. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks to be here, Steve.
Well, Nico, if you can tell us about yourself a bit. This is our first time meeting, but I'm intrigued about your company and also intrigued about yourself. If you can tell us about your history and background before we get into Argentina Lithium.
Well, first of all, Argentina Lithium, I think it's important to note that if there's any doubt, the company operates in Argentina, despite what the name of the company. But on jokes aside, I mean, I've been involved here in the mining exploration industry in Argentina for 32 years now, over 3 decades, back in 1993. That was a time when the country liberalized its laws and allowed for the first time foreign investment into its mining industry. Before that, everything was government run. So this was a real pivotal event that happened 3 decades ago because there was no mine, hardly any mining, let alone mining exploration activity in that country at that time. And here you've got the seventh largest country by landmass in the world, zero mining activity. And next door, you've got Chile, which on a map looks like a tiny little strip, but generates, has some of the world's largest mines, and they're all up against the border with Argentina. That was the time it was me and Joe Grosso of the Grosso Group. He said to me, he goes, "God would have to be real cruel to stop all this mineralization right at the border. It has to continue to the other side." That's and so I mean it wasn't we weren't rocket scientists, Joe and I, but we were businessmen. That's my background as a businessman. Recognized this incredible opportunity. Quickly, we incorporated the company, and we've become one of the pioneers of mining and mining exploration within Argentina. We're one of the most well-known junior groups in that country. And since that time, we've run a number of junior companies, and we've made a lot of discoveries. We discovered the Gualcamayo gold mine, which is still in production today. We discovered the Chinchilla silver lead zinc mine in partnership with the SSR Mining. We took it from discovery all the way up through production. That's in production today. We discovered the Navidad silver lead deposit. It's the world's largest undeveloped silver deposit. Pan American Silver owns it now, and they're beginning to bring that into production. In the uranium space, we discovered the Evada deposit, uranium district in the southern part of Argentina. We announced a $200 million deal that'll take the project to feasibility and then ultimately through to development and production. Then here with Argentina Lithium, we positioned ourselves very nicely within the lithium triangle. So we have a long history within that country. We're well known. We have a lot of good contacts in that part of the world. I'm a businessman. I look and feel for that gut feeling, that's a good opportunity. And then we have an exceptional team around me that tells me, "No, you're wrong," or "Let's run with it," right? I listen every time.
Well, Nicholas, if you can start by telling us about the jurisdiction itself. I mean, is it how friendly is it? If you can tell us about the infrastructure you've got there and tell us a little bit more about Argentina Lithium.
Yeah, I mean, the jury as a country, Argentina is a great place in which to invest, and then especially now with a new government of Milei that's been in power for the last couple of years. He's making much, much more business friendly, is slashing all kinds of regulatory red tape, creating tax incentives and other incentives for companies to get involved. We've seen in the last year alone, billions of dollars of investment coming in from the likes of BHP and Rio Tinto, and in our case, in Stellantis. So there's some really big multinational company. And when I speak to institutional investors, I'm getting a very, very positive reception at the stability that Argentina represents and this mining opportunity, because it still remains, even after three decades, a very much underexplored country. So there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of big value discovery yet to be made there. And with Argentina Lithium, our projects are situated up in the northern part of that country, northeastern part, within a region that's called Lithium Triangle. Now, for those who may not know what that is, Lithium Triangle is an area that encompasses part of southern Bolivia, eastern Chile, and northwestern Argentina. Now, the Bolivian side, some big deposits there, but got domestic issues in terms of getting those into production. In the Chilean side, everything has been highly developed and highly, in production and whatnot. But the Argentina side, all the stuff is still remains to be discovered. And most of the potential is in the Argentina side. So we've used our contacts, our connections, and that we've developed over the last three decades, and we've acquired some of the best projects in some of the most enticing areas within that triangle. And what makes the triangle really that attractive is that lithium in this part of the world occurs as a brine, like in a brine lake, these salars they're called in Argentina. And the key characteristic is that these salars lend themselves to very, very low cost extraction, some of the lowest cost in the world. And that's why this is kind of like the golden chalice that you want to go after and have. So being able to have some project in this part of the world is in the lithium space is highly, highly coveted.
So what's your flagship? If you can tell us about your flagship, your infrastructure there, and how much lithium do you think you have?
Well, our flagship, we've got four projects. We've been really focusing on one project, the Rincon West project. It's in this one salt lake that we share with our neighbor, Rio Tinto. Rio Tinto is in production there. They put over $3 billion in it just this year. So it's a big, big development. We're at a slightly earlier stage. We're about to announce our initial resource, probably within the next 30 to 40 days from now. So in the beginning part of our fall. The infrastructure there is excellent because it's up in northwestern Argentina, and because of the activity of Rio Tinto, there are power lines there, there are highways, there's rail, there's all kinds of stuff. So we're situated from an infrastructure point of view, it's absolutely excellent. And that's really important because typically when these deposits go into production, these are some of the most expensive components of any production CapEx scenario.
Gotcha. Let's move to the share structure a bit. If you can tell us about your shares fully diluted, options, warrants written, as well as if you can tell us about insiders,
yep,
institutions. You mentioned Stellantis, but if you can tell us kind of major players in the game here.
Well, a major player is Stellantis. Stellantis owns 20% of our subsidiary, 19.9% to be accurate. And they have a right to convert that ownership into the owners of the parent publicly traded company to own 19.9% of the. Currently, right now, we've got 134 million shares outstanding, fully diluted 197 million. Besides Stellantis and some funds, about half of our stock is owned institutionally held. Management controls probably around 20% of the company. So it's really quite a very well-run company. Stellantis, when they came to buy 19.9%, they invested the equivalent of $90 million into the company. Mm-hmm. So they were looking to acquire an agreement whereby they could get lithium. They don't care so much about the investment. They're after the lithium. So we have an offtake agreement with them, so that when it goes into production, they will buy the first 15,000 tons of lithium for the first 7 years. And in the meantime, now we're looking to announce our resource right now, our initial resource, move the company, get a feasibility study published as quickly as we can. And then, based on the results of that, go straight into production immediately afterwards. So we're trying to see how we can fast track this project as quickly as possible. Stellantis has a thirsty need for lithium, and they're looking for us to supply a significant portion of it.
They must see something in the lithium triangle and invest in the company. So if you can just tell us about kind of generally what's lithium used for. I know that it's used for quite a bit, but I mean, why was Stellantis excited about it? What makes you excited about it? And for the listeners, you know, for who want to invest in lithium, why Argentina lithium?
Yeah, well, Stellantis, those who may not know, is the old Chrysler Fiat company. They renamed that in 2022. When they first approached me, I didn't know who they were either until I looked it up. And, oh my gosh, this is one of the biggest car companies in the world. So anyways, they are really a big company with a big production. They have a number of labels that they produce. You need lithium. We need lithium. Lithium, we use it every day. It's in our electronic watches. It's in, you know, they're used for batteries. But most important, the biggest driver right now for lithium is electric vehicles. China is a major driver for that right now. And they've got one of the most advanced lithium electric vehicle industries in the world. But other companies like Stellantis, they have their productions set up. They've got their demand schedule, and they're seeing that they need to have lithium by a certain time. And they're really counting on us to get up and get our project up and running and start supplying them with some lithium. Awesome. And why should somebody consider a company like us? Well, I mean, besides, you know, I can tell you why did Stellantis choose us above others and what they were looking for. They were looking to acquire a company, not one that was necessarily in production. They're looking to get a good deal on their lithium. So they thought if we go downstream to the exploration stage, find a company that's well-run, that has a history of success, that has a management team that knows how to take a project from discovery all the way through to production and have a track record of that. That was enough for them to make that decision for a very sizable investment in our company. So without saying you should consider those, these are some of the points that Stellantis considered in making an investment. So make your own inference there is all I can say.
So what, you're located where, Nico? You're located in Argentina?
The company's operations are in Argentina. We have an office in Mendoza. Right now you're talking to me from our office in Vancouver.
If you can tell us about the connections you have there and kind of the edge that you guys have navigating the Argentina terrain that maybe other companies aren't as fortunate.
Well, after 3 decades of operating in Argentina continuously, making discoveries, we know everybody in the mining industry, throughout the government, municipal-wise, province-wise, federally. We're very well aware of everybody in the local players in, you know, that supply us with projects and that come to us. We have a reputation of being very open, transparent, honest dealing in Argentina, and that goes a long way in that country. So that in turn turns into a magnet, and we always get a lot of really good projects that are offered that come our way. So it's a competitive advantage for sure that we have, and that we've got a great team in Argentina that we've built, and you know, people that have worked for us for 15, 20 years now. And so there's it's hard to replicate a team like that.
Yeah. So, and as investors, I'm an investor. I'm not an investor in the company. I am interested in lithium. That may change. I might be an investor soon. They get more excited the more I talk to you, Nico. But you can tell us about Argentina lithium. Where are you guys on the Lassonde curve? Where's the deep value? I mean, why? What kind of value are people getting when they invest in Argentina lithium?
Well, with one thing, you got to step back and look at the commodity itself, right? The price of lithium has really collapsed quite a lot from the last couple of years. And that has a lot to do with, you know, international politics and whatnot. But we're seeing now in the last few months that the price of lithium is beginning to strengthen again. There are shortages being predicted again for lithium. Lithium a cyclical commodity. And I think we've seen, in my personal belief anyways, I believe that we've seen the bottom of it. As the lithium price starts to begin, the last couple of cycles, the rise was very rapid, and that valuation transferred right away into the company. So there's one good reason to look at a lithium company. Why look at a company like Argentina Lithium? Well, we're at that point where we've put together our engineer and we've got our plans together. We're just getting ready right now to start announcing our resource, announcing further studies that we're going on. We're looking to see how do we can fast track the price of lithium moves in parallel with that. I think we're going to see a very significant leverage price, in this stock.
Nico, is there any other news or anything else you'd like to share before I ask about your information on how do people find you and how to invest?
Well, the lithium space, I found the companies that I've usually made money and not the ones besides the ones that I managed are those that, it's kind of like you buy your straw hat in the fall and you wear it in the summer. You buy it when most investors think it's a little out of fashion, but you see some specifics in there and you recognize like, wait a minute, this could be an interesting bet going forward. And then you just sit and wait and go for the ride. And I find those have been my favorite investments. So that's one way to look at when you're considering a company like Argentina Lithium.
It's like recognizing grandma's clothes is coming back in, becoming cool again before everyone else recognizes it, right?
That's right. That's right. Let the kids finding some of my clothes like, oh, that was really cool. I'm like, oh, geez.
I'm all about finding the out of fashion stuff to. So it's good to hear that you say that you think lithium is way undervalued. Nico, if you can tell us about your ticker information, where you're trading, your website, and how people can reach you with more questions.
Absolutely. Our ticker, we're trading on TSX Venture Exchange, the stock symbol LIT. You can reach us on all our information that I've said is all on our website, argentinalithium.com. By all means, there's a phone number there, 604-687-1828. Give us a call. Talk to me. Talk to our investor relations team, Sean Berger. We're always happy to talk to investors and answer any questions anyone may have.
Well, Nico, we look forward to following your story. Great to have you on our show, and we hope to be in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Steve.